Nobody can say for certain what the biggest campaign contribution in American history is. Until the 1970s, political money wasn't routinely disclosed. But the biggest single contribution since then, a check for $7 million, arrived last month at the Democratic National Committee, the party that provided most of the votes that pushed campaign finance reform through Congress this week. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The campaign finance bill will outlaw exactly this kind of unlimited contribution, what's called soft money. But the law won't take effect until November, and until then, with soft money, anything goes. Democratic National Chairman Terry McAuliffe has been traveling the country for months, showing a PowerPoint presentation to the party faithful and to well-heeled prospective donors. The party's picked out a site near Capitol Hill to build a new headquarters, and it wants $32 million for the project. With the soft money ban looming, there's a deadline for raising and spending the cash. But McAuliffe says it was a long time ago, last May, when he met with Hollywood entertainment mogul Haim Saban.
And he watched the PowerPoint and said, I want to make a significant contribution.
How significant could it be? Heroes in a half shell, turtle power. Saban wound up writing a check for $7 million. He's a billionaire, thanks to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, and other kids' TV shows. He, his wife, and his company had already given Democrats more than $2 million in the past three elections. McAuliffe has been campaigning for the prohibition on soft money, but that didn't dim his enthusiasm for a $7 million check.
When he offered to make his commitment, I said, Haim, would you be interested in having us name this building after you or a room after you? And he said, I have no interest in any of that.
If the Democratic Party had 5 or 10 more Haim Sabans, then possibly we could compete with the Republicans.
David Jones is a Democratic fundraising consultant. He says the DNC headquarters is a dump. The party needs more space and more technology. Jones says that right now, Democrats can't match Republicans in TV studios, phone banks, computerized voter lists, all the stuff of modern politics. McAuliffe says that in all, he's raised about $25 million for the building from Saban and about a dozen others. But that reflects another Democratic disadvantage. They get a higher percentage of their money from big donors. The Democrats' reliance on soft money actually grew worse during the Clinton administration. Kent Cooper analyzes campaign contributions at the website Political Moneyline. He says Democrats know they have a problem.
And periodically, you know, they think about small donors. They try something out. They don't like the costs involved. And they drop back to their mega donor base.
Reform advocates predict more blockbuster checks as soft money doomsday approaches. But they say the new law will drive this kind of money out of politics. Cooper doesn't think so.
If you've got large donors willing to give you millions of dollars, I guarantee you there will be groups created to take their money. They may not be have party labels on them in big bright lights, but they may be doing very similar electioneering-type activity.
So Saban's generosity may help propel the Democrats into a new golden era of living on small checks from ordinary citizens. Or maybe it will just tide them over until big checks become the norm again. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.